a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a Bud Fraser.
Bud Fraser introduced himself to me over the phone in the Navajo language. He lives in Lehi, but his grandparents live on the reservation.
English was a second language for them. I knew that this pandemic would be really hard on people like them. They live on this desolate mesa, miles away from a paved road. With no electricity and no running water.
And he knew many others would also have a hard time. The Navajo Nation is the size of West Virginia, but only has 10 or 11 grocery stores. Many people go to border towns to get supplies.
And I just thought, I can do something. I want to help. I want to do as much as I can.
He started gathering supplies and making the long drive himself every weekend. His efforts grew into Navajo Strong. More people wanted to help, offering trucks, buying cleaning supplies, donating masks and non-perishable food and water.
Once I kind of got it on social media, it kind of blew up.
Now Fraser runs Navajo Strong as the founder and executive director. It became an official charity with two part-time employees and several volunteers. They put educational materials about the virus in each bin they take to homes in both English and Navajo.
You know, what I love about my culture and the people down on the reservation is that it's a group effort. It's a community effort. It's not a one man for himself. It's definitely a help your community, help your elders.
They've served about 900 families in a dozen communities so far.
People are surprised it's that bad down there that, 30%, 40% of people don't have running water or electricity. And two, it's empowered a lot of people. I think of the people down there on the reservation, these volunteers who want to help and have the ability and the resources to step up and help their fellow men, their fellow tribalsmen.
The need continues. Fraser hopes people gather donations for Navajo Strong throughout the holidays. It could be a family Christmas giving project.
It's just great to see in a time where it's been, 2020 has just been a downer. It's been so good to see people step up who want to help, because there are people out there that want to help. It's a good story. It warms the heart to think of people who want to help and do the right things.
For pictures and video of the effort, go to kslnewsradio.com and search Heart of Utah. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.